kind of follow up with my post game yesterday with my comments. After watching the tape, I'd still have to say the same thing in regards to the way we played. I hold myself responsible because I think I take a lot of pride in making sure we're a very disciplined team, and we just were not that way yesterday. And a lot of that, not just the penalties, but we did a lot of uncharacteristic things with the little details of plays that I think made differences in the game, made differences in the plays, which in reality made differences in the game, because every play, as you guys know, I've said it from the beginning, can be game changers. And a lot of the things that we did good, I put up on tape and I showed them when we were doing everything we're supposed to do. Look at the positive, look at the result. And, the good thing is, I had something to compare it to. There's a lot of things we had the same play offensively or the same defense. And one time we had somebody, and I think a lot of it is guys trying to press, thinking we need to do more than we need to do. They need to do more than they need to do. They don't. They understand that. I hopefully clearer now that I have at least examples of the same things where one is done, where everybody's on the same page doing their jobs and the success we had. And then if we have one guy out of place anywhere, we're not doing it. There's a chance of failure on the play. And that was the case yesterday, unfortunately. And the penalties did not help, obviously. A couple of them aggressive penalties that, they could have gone either way with those penalties, as far as I was concerned, after watching the tape. But, today I said to him, we've given him a day off after a win. We've given him the Monday off. This is not it's not a punishment coming in here on Monday. This is about when we come in here today. This is, again, first thing we do is we do our recovery with our strength staff, and we do a lot of things to try to get them to recover as quickly as they can for this next game coming up and for really their health overall for when the season's and their career's over, that they're recuperating. And then second is come in and watch the tape and see the good things that we did in that game and the things we need to correct before the next one comes around here. So they're in there doing that right now. I think it, obviously tape can support everything we're saying, but and when it's all said and done, it's our job, my job, to make sure that the little things at this, especially at this time of the year, especially where we're at with our record, need to be really locked in and loaded and focused on greater than at any time, because we weren't and we will be. No, not at all. Nope, not a bit. Well, I know. We've been trying to get a "See You Wednesday" type of motto going, and unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. I'm trying to, give them that reward for the victory, and it's just not coming about. But no complaints at all. There hasn't been once.
Chris Musgrave said after the game yesterday that on Bush's 53-yard run, that he missed it on the play, that he was just a little bit, maybe a half step off of where he needed to be. Should have been more mindful of the idea that he could go outside. Is that an example of somebody doing more than they need to do, or is that a separate issue?
No, that's a good example, because, again, they ran the play later that we stuffed, when everybody was fitting where they were supposed to fit. So, no, that's a good example of one.
The coaches think clarified on the Flinker situation?
No. What I can see on the sideline is that the official on the Dolphins side was given the impression that did he report or did he not? That's the only thing I can see. I can tell you that would be a first if he didn't. I think what happened was I think he looked at the official, the ref, and gave him I'm reporting, I'm a eligible receiver, and I just think he assumed that he was seen and it was confirmed. And, and it was a call. It was unfortunate. It just happened to be on a play. We score a touchdown. But, he has been – he's very conscious. We are very conscious. We have practiced. That's on offensive plays. That's on field goals where they have to report. We are really diligent about that, and that's just one that – because it was the first play of the – right after the turnover. So it's not like, you know, the hard part is when you're in a series of plays and you got to go every play, go over and report to the official. This was the beginning of it. So, I know he's not going to look me in the eye and lie to me.
Is that reviewable in any sense? Is there any way to review that?
There's no footage to support whether he did or he didn't.
Did you, on that play, some of the thing that puzzled the players about it was that the flag, in their estimation, showed up pretty late on the play. That it was, which Scobie mentioned, that they were out there lining up for the extra point. And
well, I think what it was,
came out way late.
I think what they wanted to do is they wanted to confirm, did anybody get that he reported? So they had to go to talk to all the officials that were involved. It wasn't just one guy that they just wanted to confirm. Did he go to anybody to confirm that he was eligible on that play? Because it, like the tape showed, you know, the official on the Dolphin sideline is trying to make contact with the guy on our sideline, you know, and all you see is, did he? So, you know, I guess they had to go. I don't know why it was so late. I mean, caught me off guard as well. I was, you know, not prepared to not be kicking the extra point.
So you're saying that there's not, that the players are just to report as ineligible.
I think there was
not a specific.
No, the referee.
The referee.
Yes. Yeah. The guy with the white hat, and that's who he went to. And you know, that's a good officiating crew. And you know, it's just somehow, some way that play. That happened. I wish I had an answer.
Did he come over and talk to you and tell you that he did not see it?
He said, he said, I tried to confirm it with any other official that he came in to report. And, you know, I said, I have to take your word over my player's word. But I think what happened was, I think he did it. I just don't think it was where he went up and face-to-face, confirmed it. I think he just took for granted that he was looking at him. I'm sure he thought he was looking at him. Obviously, he wasn't. Absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, it wasn't like he lost a yard gain. It was a touchdown. Again, one of those momentum changers where we've had numerous times that we just cannot afford to have those things because obviously it affects us. Going to hopefully get him out there and work him a little bit tomorrow, Tuesday, see where he's at, see where his pain tolerance is. And I won't say he's very questionable. I'll just say he's questionable this week. I think the pain has gotten better. I think he can do a little more. I'm sorry?
He sends the plan?
I'm not going to rule him out right now. I could tell you more Wednesday.
Why is it still unlikely, you think?
Well, only because of the way we've done our phases as far as going from phase one with the training room to phase two with Tom Maslinski of doing more, football-related, drills. And I think that's where we got to go at least tomorrow and Wednesday to see where we're at with him before we put him in a drill and expose him.
He goes into phase two?
Yes. Well, we'll see if he makes it even through Tuesday. Right. I mean, it's just.
This has been 2 months now. This must be a pretty serious injury.
Well, it is.
More about what that's,
I can tell you this based on his position, what he has to do for his position. You know, this kind of injury, you know, is different than maybe a lineman's. You know, just based on having to be able to cut and plant and protect and all that, but everybody's different on their pain tolerance with their injuries, so I can't compare it to anybody else because I don't know how he's feeling, but it's, you know, a foot is pretty important, especially for that position.
What exactly, I mean, it's not broken. Are there like ligaments torn? Is it bruised?
It's an injury to his foot. I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. Some guys come back from torn ACLs and lead the league in rushing. Some guys take longer to come back. It's based on the player and how fast they can recover. And it's just everybody's different. It's not one thing that's why when you say that the weeks that it's going to take, you hope it's sooner than later. But, you know, he's trying.
So
So it's more the strain, less the break.
Good, good way to put it, yeah.
I'm surprised he's not back. You didn't put a timetable on it 2 months ago, but...
Yeah, obviously we'd like to have him back. I mean, he's you know, he's a special back, and we'd like to have him back a full go, at least an almost full go, healthy back. Daryl, I'd say he's probably got a better chance than Mojo based on the way he's taken steps this last week. But, again, this will be a big week. We've got to be smart with him, but I'd like to think he's going to be able to line up. I think he'd like to think he is, based on just the way he's his whole demeanor's been. I know he feels better, but we got to really test him this week.
What your injury situation's been over the course of the season, not just with these two guys, how much smaller is your margin for error, really? I mean, because it seems like this is one momentum-changing play, like when you talked about yesterday, that happens, it seems to just start the ball rolling down the hill.
Well, margin for error in any NFL game is very small. I mean, wins and losses are literally very, very little difference between the two. But, you know, we, at the time where we're at right now, with some of the things that are going on with our situation personnel-wise, we just can't afford it, can't have just little things that we absolutely are in control of happen to us. And so a very little margin for us right now. We got to play very good at every position. Jennings will be tested again for the concussion tomorrow, and Selvey is just see if his symptoms have healed. He'll be limited. He'll do some individual work.
So back to Joe Smith, you're hopeful he can play?
Yes, we're hopeful. Yes. Yes. Do more this Wednesday than he did last Wednesday. Hopefully by Friday, you know, he's doing a lot of the work.
Did you talk about Andre Branch?
No, he's, again, his groin is still going to bother him for this week. I mean, it's, you know, what happened on Friday, you know, I'm updated immediately after practice on these guys, you know, where if there's anything that's happened, and was, you know, I was told it was a minor tweak that should be okay for the game, and then Saturday morning came in here, and it was more painful than we anticipated, and just did not want to put him out there, or it would have been definitely a season-ending injury. But it's bigger than a tweak, I can tell you that.
Is it a hamstring,
Mr.
Groin?
I was wrong if I said hamstring. It's a groin. Yes.
Last summer, I know you weren't here, but the Jags held opponents under 100 yards rushing 8 times this year. It's only happened twice in none of the last 7 weeks. Why has it been such a struggle for you?
It's a different team. It's a different defense, different personnel. Teams are seeing where we're having some problems trying to hold up, and they're attacking those areas, and that's one of the areas. Well, when you get into that situation, again, again, let's put that on me. Trying to be more aggressive, trying to score touchdowns. We're down there. Let's see if we can knock it in there. It came down to the line of scrimmage. You know, it's about 1 yard of turf. Who wants that 1 yard of turf? And I thought they were much, you know, firmer up front than we were.
How fast were they?
Surprisingly, pretty good. I mean, for first game. No, I mean, well, it was his first game against a good front. I mean, against really good guys inside. No, I expected, you know, him to compete, and he did. But I guess I should say he did better than I think any of us expected.
Did you feel good about going forward in the rest of the league?
I do, yes.
People got to say today, offensively, in the last 2 weeks, there hasn't been execution for the mental errors. Is that what you're seeing in terms of coming up
against regardless of 4th-and-1? It's a couple things. I mean, that's not the soul, the mental errors. The thing about it is a lot of these red zone things we've done have been up the same same formation, same everything, because we haven't either used them or been in a position actually to use them against other teams. So if we've had some of those things you saw yesterday, we've had 3 and sometimes 4 weeks to really rep those. And for some reason or another, we just didn't make plays on them. Again, you got to protect, hold up with the protection. You got to make some plays after the catch. You got to make some great catches. But that's one area we had some familiarity because we've had time to practice it. That's what's disappointing about that area.
You stressed a couple of times last month. You've been aggressive because you want to score touchdowns. Were you too conservative early in the year, or is that something you look back?
I'd have to look back at it. I feel like I've been doing this for at least the last 6 to 8 weeks. I couldn't tell you exactly when, and I haven't, but I feel like I've been trying to be that way, trying to score points.
What about Shipley? What's your assessment on the short time he's been with you, how he's done, and what you might see?
We put a lot on his plate. I think he's getting better. We needed a slot receiver. We needed one earlier on, and I think he gives us a little bit of the crafty kind of guy inside, but we're not being as productive. I think a lot of that is we put probably too much on his plate. He's got to know that, and he's got to know the back. He backs up Blackman as well. And, again, it certainly helps when you're especially in a slot position, that if you're here for a camp and OTAs and, kind of get a feel, especially with a quarterback, of where things are going to happen.
I know you focus on football, but you actually going on here. You went through a season where Coach only lasted 1 year, and went on 15.
Right.
How do you keep that out of your mind?
Because there is a lot of football. There's a lot of football going on constantly. So, like I said to the players, if you do everything the right way, and you do it the best you can, you'll be successful here and wherever else that'll be. And that's the only thing I'll go by, or anybody else that's going to be in this building is going to go by, and going to just do the best we can. And that's.
By the way, the NFL judges, it hasn't been successful.
No, it's not all based on 1 year. It's not all based on one day. It's not all based on one game. It certainly doesn't. Define by any means who any of us are 1 year, one day, one game, by any means. I mean, I've been in the league for a long time and understand the circumstances. We are not going to game plan any differently. We're going to try to put our guys in the best position we can put them in. That's not going to change. And one thing we've got to do just better is just do our jobs, all of us, do better. Don't do more than we think we have to do. And just like I told you way back when Maurice was holding out, those are the things that used to just that takes away energy that this team needs from me, and I certainly am not going to take that away because those are some of the things that are out of my control. I'm doing the best I can. I always will. I always have, and I can't. The things that I can't control. Plus there's a lot. Like I said, there's a lot of football. I mean. From when I get here till I go home, there's a lot of things that are going on football-wise and media-wise that keep me busy.
You've now had 14 starters missing combined 81 games this year. If you include Clint Session in that equation, it seems like a pretty big number by most NFL standards. I'm just wondering, how much do you feel like that has impacted what you want to do game planning wise, play calling wise, particularly when you're in light of Jones Drew and Darryl Smith being two of those guys?
Well, in the ideal world for anybody that's in this position or for a team, you want everybody healthy every week for every game and starting every, but that's just not the case. We've been unfortunate that we've had more than the norm and have had to deal with it. Obviously, we haven't dealt with it very well based on our record, but that's we've got guys that are coming in and trying. Let's just, for Austin yesterday playing left guard, for an example. We needed him to come in here and step in and help us against a good defensive front, and they did. We've had guys do that for us. But ultimately, you'd like to have the roster that you've put together way back when, you know, play for a good portion of the season, and we just unfortunately have not.
You said you try not to play the term of time, you're going to say the great popper one on time, so that's our job.
Sure.
you said, you know, you try not to focus energy on such control, but kind of what happened last week, it looked like you did let it get you a little bit, or the way you were dealing with it, or
last week against?
No, the way you got sick last week, it looked like something.
No. You know what? It's important to me. It's very important to me. I don't want you to ever get that wrong about me. It's very important. I don't know if anybody takes a loss worse than I do or enjoys a win as much as I do. But, you know, it's everybody is in the league is fatigued right now. It's just the way the NFL is. And I just let it get too far. That's one. But it wasn't one particular thing that got me. By any means, I just not taking good enough care of myself. I am now.
How do you manage not to show up more? You said nobody takes the heart. Must keep a lot more.
I keep things in perspective. Mm-hmm. I do.
But still.
There's a lot of things going on in this world right now that I keep in perspective that, you know, this is very important to me. I don't want to get anybody. That's what I told the team this. I don't want anybody to get the wrong message that I don't want to win as bad as anybody in this organization, in this city. But I do keep things in perspective when it comes to talking to the team about things outside the building that are important. Such as Newtown, Connecticut, and such as some of the kids over at the children's hospital. I mean, those things are important too. And not to take light that this loss isn't important, because it is, but you have to keep some things in perspective.
Did you talk to him about Newtown players?
I did.
What did you tell him?
Keep things in perspective that this is how bad we feel right now is nowhere near the emotions that people are feeling outside this building and other places in the country.
Franchise has spent a lot of high draft picks on wide receiver, and Justin's now got more passes than any of them. What's impressed you most about his progress, especially after a slow start numbers card?
He's just working for it. He works every day for it.
Just one question. A lot of fans make mention of, and maybe it's something overrated about body language on the sideline. They say that you're not very animated on the sideline, and they somehow equate that sometimes with a lack of passion. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, about demeanor and how sometimes it can maybe be misinterpreted by people looking on the outside?
I don't, you know, that's just not me, okay? If you want me to be something, that's not me. I just said it, there's nobody more passionate about it than me. But, again, guys handle themselves differently. I don't know how that motivates players anymore by throwing tirades. And obviously you've seen me get to my boiling point, but that's just not me.